Much of the speech will be about Brewer's priorities, like new economic development incentives, a plan to financially reward schools whose students improve, and a fix for child protective services. But since this is likely her last such speech, listeners should also expect to hear about what she believes is her legacy, some of which she discussed with Arizona Public Radio.
I would like to believe that Jan Brewer inherited the worst budget deficit in the history of our state during a terrible recession, and that she had a plan, and she turned it around, and that she, in fact, balanced the budget, the cash carry forward, and the rainy day fund.
She did inherit a $3 billion shortfall, but her claim of a balanced budget has an asterisk. That's because Arizona actually is spending $400 million more than it takes in, making up for that with what's left over from the now-expired temporary one-cent sales tax.
But we knew that. We anticipated that. We planned for that. So the plan has been executed and played out exactly what and how we planned it.
Brewer acknowledged that surplus will be gone after next year, but she insisted that the tax breaks and other incentives enacted by the state will eventually provide enough new business to prevent another deficit. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.